Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. An instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said? Who is it?
OMG. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
on
Dumois.
More. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I'm the voice of Dumois. If you've been tuning in, you know by now I'm using a voice distorter. I'll be using this voice from now on. And of course, this will not change the fact that I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about the Oscars and Vanity Fair party, a New York City housewife cast update, John Mayer and Kiernan Shipka, and more info on a tweet about an Academy Award-winning actress. We're discussing all of this with actress, podcaster, and New York Times best-selling author Jenny Mollen. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Today. She's an author. She's an actress. She's an influencer. It's Jenny Mollen. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Hello. I need to steal that from my podcast. That's why I'm going to start introing people.
Yeah. I mean, you're like all that. Those things for sure.
But I just like, it's Jenny Mollen and she's here.
Well, because, you know, I'm like a little bit nervous because I just asked you if we should talk about our, I don't want to say it was a beef because it was like really friendly.
No, it's like how we got to know each other.
Yeah. And you're so sweet and you're so nice and you're so approachable. But it was, I guess, like a little, you were upset. I made you upset. So I apologize for that. And I just said to you that the OGs will remember this post. But since I posted it, I've gained a lot more followers. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, I posted something about Jenny very, very early on in my account. So it had to be about the spring of 2020. Now, Jenny, do you want me to say what it was?
Totally, because I'm going to if you don't. I feel like I must clear my name.
Yeah, clear your name. So basically, somebody told me that Jenny likes to ask for jewelry. And that you like to ask for free jewelry in exchange for, I guess, posting about it on your Instagram, which is totally, that's what influencers do. But the way it was worded was kind of, it wasn't very nicely worded. And it got back to you that I had posted this and you contacted me and you were very upset and said it wasn't true. And I took it down and I was happy to take it down.
You took probably it down almost immediately. Yeah, you're like, I'll take it down. You were so chill about it. But I was like spun because one, I've never asked for free jewelry ever. I've been gifted a lot of stuff. And it is such a weird thing how it all kind of happened, but it was more, I was just doing a deep dive into the jewelry world. don't ask. I get really wrapped up in things. And that was my current obsession at the time. But yes, I was given a lot of jewelry, but I was so upset that somebody would say that I would ever be like, let's do a deal. You give me something free and I post it jewelry wise. I mean, like that was just like blew my mind. And I don't think I was okay with you taking it down, but I think I was more upset that I was like, there's a girl out there who thinks this about me. Like, and I need to know who she is so that I can go to her house and explain everything. I couldn't rest. I was really upset.
You couldn't rest. No. You couldn't rest. I received many voice notes. I received videos. I received pictures. And okay, I never told you who told me this, and I can't because that's just, you know, I protect my sources. But since it's been 2 years, you did want to know who the jeweler was. I feel like time has passed. You did guess right. I think it was Stephanie Gottlieb. That's not who said it, you guys. That's not who said it, but that's I guess who you were allegedly asking for jewels from. Does that make sense?
So, you know, I reached out to Stephanie. I don't know if I told you that I reached out to her. And I said to her, Stephanie, just so you know, like, I mean, Stephanie, first of all, gave me a piece of jewelry and said, would you, if I made you a bracelet, would you post it? If I made you one of my, like, I'm thinking of making you one of these, like, whatever, I don't know what they're called, the name bracelets. And she's like, mm-hmm. And if I made it for you, would you post it? And I was like, sure. I mean, yeah, of course I'll post it. Because I post anything from anyone. I'm so pathetic. I'm just like, sure, someone sends me a gift. Jason's always like, stop. You don't owe everybody. You don't have to post everything that gets sent to our house. But anyway, yes. And then I wrote her and I said, I heard this thing. Do you think that it came from you? And she was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy. But now that was who it was. I'm really,
well,
wow.
Wait, I'm not saying that's who told me, but that's the jeweler they were referencing.
Wow. Wow, crazy, because like the DMs, like, I mean, I have all written, obviously. It's all like in writing, but I mean,
yeah.
Can't believe it. I need to release the DMs now. That's so upsetting, but I guess I feel okay about it. I have to let it go. I have to accept.
Do you not get hate? Like, you're that upset over someone saying you asked for free jewelry? That's how influencing works. Like, what are you upset about?
Well, I don't know. Why am I upset? I don't know. Because I feel like it seems so crass. Like, I don't know. I just, there's nothing. I don't know. I don't know why it bugs me. You're right. I need to get over it. I'm going to talk to my therapist about this. But it's just crazy because I never asked any of these people for free jewelry. Like, I went crazy to Brent Neal. I was like, Brent, people think I'm asking for free jewelry. Oh, my God. And she was so, you know, just like, Jenny, nobody thinks that about you. Just
yeah, I honestly, like, nobody really, like, it was that one person who said that. And then it, like, went away. And then, okay, so then there was another topic that people were also asking about. And I want to ask you something. Okay, so Jenny just wrote a book, which I read, and I told you I read it in 2 days. I don't really read that often. The last book I read was Demi Moore's memoir, and Jenny Molin's novel was the second book I've read this decade. I read it in 2 days. It was so good. It's called City of Likes. When does it come out? When can people...
It comes out June 14th, and I'm just so ready. It feels like I've been pregnant with it for 3 years. It's the longest pregnancy of my life.
So I read it as the main character was inspired by you, by yourself, by your own experiences. Yes. And I did see a lot of, besides the way I was dying for you to describe the main character, because obviously the whole time I was picturing her looking like you. And then when you finally described her, I was like, oh, she's throwing us for such a loop. That's not nothing with Jen. I mean, it's little things, you know, like hair color, hairstyle. Okay. And then the other character in the book, Daphne.
Yes.
Is she inspired by Stacey from Alice and Olivia?
No, it's so funny. And I wonder if Stacey feels like I was writing her because, yeah, she's not. She's not Stacey because Stacey, no, No, this, it was actually the character really for me, I feel like they're both me in a way, right? Like I had to kind mm-hmm. of see them both as me, but the relationship and like the woman, like the friendship that like pulled me out of my relationship that kind of like I wanted to write about was really, it's based more on a mentor of mine, a writer mentor of mine. Who I love dearly. I mean, I still like, I care about her so much, but it became hard when I had kids because it was like, I couldn't be Batman and Bruce Wayne at the same time. I couldn't give, I'm sure you've had these friendships that just like sort of take over and mm-hmm. are all encompassing. And like women, we date each other. It's whether it's romantic or not, it just becomes this relationship that you know, there are certain versions of it that are healthy, I guess, and then certain versions of it that can get a little toxic. And so Daphne is, she's a lot of different women in my life. There's a little Stacey. There's a little bit of a lot of people. But the real heartbreak or kind of like that type of stuff isn't Stacey at all.
Okay. Okay. I was just, I mean, I don't want to give too much of the book away, but there were certain things that you had mentioned, you know, as far as like the clothing, the borrowing of the clothing and
yes,
the reposting on the Instagram. And, you know, I was following you. Now we've unfollowed each other. You very respectfully said,
I after re-followed our you, though. I was like, oh, she's fucking cool. I have to follow her.
Oh, okay, good. So I'm going to follow you. I'm going to refollow you because I respected that you were balls enough to be like, I have to unfollow you. And I was like, totally, I totally get it. Like if somebody was posting.
I was like, someone thinks I took free jewelry. I can't follow. I didn't know what else I would see. I was like, what else would someone say about me? I will just trip balls.
No, I was telling you what everyone was saying. Remember, I was saying that people were thinking that it was making sense because that was during a time where you were just like promoting a lot of different products. Like I have to tell you, like I found Paleo Puffs from your account.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that.
Which
I love
are that. Amazing. Yeah. So like so you're an influencer, like, and your jewelry that you do either purchased or I'm sure some is gifted is yes. amazing. Like you have great taste in jewelry. So
I went deep, but now I'm over it.
You are? You got some great pieces during that
time.
I feel
like I get into stuff and then I get over it. Like it's almost like when I had to go meet the women that wove the rug in my living room and I had to travel to the mountains of Morocco to like connect with the weavers. That's what I had to do with the jewelry industry. I had to go to the bowels of 47th Street and like meet the man that was literally soldering fucking like shit together. So that's kind of I get obsessive.
Well, okay, so we're clearing Jenny's name. She does not ask for free jewelry.
No.
If any OGs remember that incident, it was not true. Whoever sent in the DM was mistaken, and we're all friends again.
Yes.
And
yes.
I haven't posted anything about you or I don't think Jason said. I do get sightings of Jason like every once in a while, but once in a while a picture of one of your kids will be in it or they'll mention one of your kids like he was with his sons. And I know you're really protective about that.
That's so sweet. That really like, ugh, makes me want to cry. It's so sweet. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. Well, I know that from following you. So I yeah. really was like a diehard Jenny Mullen
You're
follower.
So
like
that's so nice. That's so kind.
Okay. So let's get into the topics of the week. So Jenny, the topics of the week are basically the posts that caused the most stir or DMs or reactions from my followers.
Okay.
So obviously everybody, let's just get this out of the way. Everybody has been talking about the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident.
Yes.
I've been posting about just so you guys know, everything I have on the incident, I've been posting on to my account. So I'm not withholding any information. let me just ask, like, you're a celebrity couple, you're in Hollywood. Like, I'm noticing a lot of people are taking Chris Rock's side. You don't have to take a side, but have you noticed that as well?
One, I like Chris. I think he's a nice guy. I don't think, I feel like there was no malice in it. And I also feel like he's a comedian. You're up there. It's such a high pressure job. Like one of the craziest positions you'll ever be in. You're standing there at the Oscars and you're just like, make a joke, look for something funny. You're scanning the audience. You're just trying to think of anything relevant at all. And I mean, who knows? If he pitched the jokes about her before, that's another story. But I just feel like it was, he saw it, he made the, you know, G.I. Jane connection, and he just said it without even thinking. I mean, you could even see sort of his reaction too when he sort of laughs and then he's like, oh God, that was, come on, I was, that was an easy one. So I don't know. I just, it's, I find it so crazy then to turn around actually take it so personally.
I know. It was a really unfortunate situation. I have to say that a lot of my followers are feeling very, you know, sort of, they're siding with Chris's side.
Yes.
Of the situation. And they're feeling very, very strongly about Will Smith and what he did. But just so you guys know, I'm not withholding any information. I'll be posting everything that I receive on Instagram. Some of it is inaccurate. You know, there's a lot of rumors. Like, did he ad lib? Didn't he ad lib? You know, I don't know. I don't know the truth. Like, Jenny, what do you think? Do you think it was ad libbed?
I think it was ad lib for sure, because I do know some writers who were working on it and said it wasn't in the script. So I think it was an ad lib. And I just think that, you know, as far as like Will Smith is concerned, I feel like your ego is so inflated at that point. Everybody's telling you you're about to win an Oscar. You're not even in touch with reality. I don't even think he was like, I think he must have just felt like invincible, like above everything. And he sees his wife get upset and just like walks up and is a maniac. But, I don't know what kind of like manic, it just seems, I can't in any, it makes no sense to me in any world. How is that appropriate?
It was one of the craziest things I think like I've ever witnessed on TV.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Du.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
there? Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame. All under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast. Under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone wants to know about the after parties. So I did receive one DM. I'm just going to read it as is. Mm-hmm. It was somebody who attended the Vanity Fair party. Mm-hmm. They said that everyone was having a great time and very drunk. It seemed like everyone was just super happy to be away from COVID restrictions and partying. Nothing too crazy happened. Kate mm-hmm. Beckinsale and Jason Momoa were super cute at the bar being flirty. But that's also Jason's personality. He's beyond charming when you talk to him. Hmm. The cast of Euphoria was hanging out all together. They were super cute. Everyone was mingling with everyone, which in the past, everyone kind of stuck to their own group. So I guess they're saying like in the past, it was kind of clicky. Yes. And this year, everyone was just hanging out, everyone together and having a good time. Will Smith was partying, like someone else said, and didn't seem to have a care in the world.
Which is... I know.
Janelle Monáe was having a ton of fun and still has the most flawless skin you've ever seen. I know a lot of people that went to the Jay-Z and Beyonce after party and everyone had the best time. Rihanna was the life of the party, even being pregnant. Also, because I know your readers love them, Madeline from Outer Banks opted for Elton John's party over Vanity Fair. Chase was at Vanity Fair and flirting with multiple girls throughout the night. And then I asked, was he hanging out with Eve Jobs at all? And the person said yes, and a bunch of other girls were around him. So I don't know if you watch Outer Banks,
but the kids
love that show. It's on Netflix. So Chase and Madeline are the main characters, and they dated in real life. They broke up. So now everyone wants to know what's going on with them. So just so you guys know, that's my update for Chase and Madeline. They were at separate parties. You know, do with that information what you will. Maybe they were at separate parties because she didn't want to run into them. They're ex. Like, would you want, if you and Jason had split up, would you go to the same party as him?
Yes. Looking amazing. And with like the hottest guy I could find. Maybe like two or three of them.
I knew you were going to say that. I fucking knew you were going to say yes. I love you. Okay. Okay. So the next topic I want to talk about, I have a little update about the casting for New York City Housewives. Now, Jenny, I just actually randomly DM'd you about this because casting had reached out to me and they said, can you post our flyer for the new show? And they said, if you know anyone, if you have any suggestions of anyone you think would be cool for the show, let us know. So I was like racking my brain. And I was like, oh, what about Jenny? So I DM'd you and I was like, would you ever be on Housewives? And you were like, no, thank you.
No, Jason would divorce me.
Would he be so pissed, Jenny?
Oh, he would be furious. Yes, he would be so mad. You would be so good on it.
I mean, as it is now, you would hate it. But right. If it was your own show with your group of friends, you know, the women on it now are a little older. They're in their like 60s. Okay. So your group of friends like bopping around downtown, like doing all the things that you do, going to all the cool places you go to, like that's what we need to see.
What if it's just me and my doorman hanging out? That's literally like all that happens.
Wait, what's your doorman's name again?
Edsel.
Yes, yes, yes. No, your doorman would totally be a character.
Oh my God, hilarious.
But you actually said they have reached out to you before.
Yes. Yeah. They actually randomly, right around when people thought I was stealing jewelry. yeah, I remember they sent me a thing and asked about it and went to my publicist and she sort of, you know, we both kind of agreed. It's like, I've come to this point in my life. I don't know. I've gotten to where I've gotten without that stuff. And I would hate for anything that I've sort of earned by just like pure like grit and like grinding it out for anybody to think, oh, well, she has that because she's a housewife or she was on Housewives and that's why she has whatever she has. Even though I'm sure like it would like it would help my books. It would help everything. But I just can't do it. My ego. I can't do it. I want everybody to know that like I've earned to the place I'm in on just like merit.
I get what you're saying. Like, we'll look at Carol Radziwill. Like she was pretty established and she went on and I don't know. Did it hurt her or...
Well, maybe she was more established than me. Maybe if I were like soaps, maybe if I were Bethany or whatever, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Jenny, you're so crazy. First of all, you have, how many books do you have?
So at the end of this year, I'll have 4 books. Okay, but right now I have 2 in the world.
Okay, so 4 books. Okay, I know you're going to hate, like just in case nobody knows who Jason is, because I know that I just name dropped him. Like, I hope you don't hate this, but Jenny is married to Jason Biggs. I don't know. Everyone might not know that, you know, like, cause you're,
I think everyone know. Well, everyone I feel like thinks of me as like, they're like, oh, she's that lady who took my photo with Jason Biggs at Planet Hollywood.
Did you just say Planet Hollywood?
I thought I would just like zhuzh it a little. I was gonna go with St. Ambrose and I was like, no, Planet Hollywood's better.
Well, I just like love the thought of you and Jason like hanging out at Planet Hollywood.
Having
like
a burger.
Okay, so you're married to Jason, so like you're in Hollywood. So the fact that you're so humble being like, oh well, you know, I'm still hustling, like you, and you're an actress, like you've been on TV shows.
And I think that that actually is why, with like even like with working on this last book, I could have put it down. I tried to sell it during the pandemic and honestly nobody wanted it. Everybody was like, whoa, a story about privileged women in lower Manhattan, like I don't know if in a post-COVID world that doesn't read as tone deaf. And I kept saying like, this is my truth, this is real, this shit is going on, and this is something that I deeply want to say. And nobody wanted to buy it. And I feel like if I hadn't been so beaten up by LA and so used to hearing no, that it doesn't even like penetrate me, it doesn't do anything, that I wouldn't have had the sort of like audacity and sort of just like, I don't know, nerve to keep going, to finally like make it happen. So I'm grateful to, I guess, the years spent acting for that. But like, there's no role that I'm particularly proud of.
Well, that's a journey with your book. I'm so surprised. Like I said, I couldn't put it down. I read it in 2 days. I was on vacation. I plowed through it. I couldn't wait to like get to the pool the next day to read it again.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
It was a fun read. And like I said, like your followers, and you know, I did unfollow you, but I'm going to refollow you. But I was a huge Jenny Mullen follower. So your followers were like, they'll get it. Like I got so much of what you were saying just from following you, even though I know the character is not you.
Yes.
I secretly wanted it to be so bad. I wanted it to be you and Jason so bad, but there aren't that many similarities. So I don't know. I think it is about privilege, but it's also your side of it too, which is.
Well, I wanted to write a story because I was just haunted by this idea. I was like, you know, if you're spending, and there were just these women that I follow that, you know, offline, I'll give you all their names, but there were just these women that I follow. And I kept saying to myself every night, how, if you're so busy trying to prove to the world and to all of these like absolute strangers what a perfect mom you are, how present are you actually in your life for your kids? How real is it? How real is it? And I don't know. I couldn't. The like outrage, I think, is like what drove me to write the book.
Well, I mean, I didn't sense any rageful undertones, I will say. So, okay, good. Well done. Job well done.
Thank you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's get back quickly to the casting tip I have about New York City. It's not, you know, anything that I think hasn't been said, but just to update you guys, a brand new cast for the new show that's happening. Jenny will not be part of the cast, even though we want her to be. At the moment, no one is returning to the new show. The legacy show, you can expect Luann, Dorinda, and Sonia. Ramona is likely. Kelly, Ben-Simone, and Jill obviously are interested. Carol Radziwill and Heather will not be asked. Maybe a random surprise edition of Kristen Teekman or Viva. No Bethany for now. No Alex McCord either. Reception from the fans is mixed, so production is ready to make this count. You know, they split the show into two. That's like what the whole thing is.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's why I was asked to post the casting notice. So now there's going to be a new New York Housewives and a legacy, and the legacy will be all of the women who've been on it before, and the new will be...
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah. Now are you interested?
Now I'm in. Now you sold me. Oh my God. You need to go on it.
I said to them at one point, I was like, I wish I could go on it.
Yeah.
But it's not worth it for me. Like, I like having my anonymity and just like living a normal life.
So yeah. Like, what is the anonymity thing? Like, you don't, I mean, like, for instance, I don't know, other people that have gone down this path, they eventually, I guess, reveal themselves, but you don't want to be in front of it. Like, you don't want your face to be part of it.
Right. No, I guess they do. I mean, I don't know. I guess they do eventually.
Would you ever?
No. I mean, no. No time in the next decade and a half would I just don't have a desire. Like, I see, I see what it does to people. And I see, I mean, listen, I get enough hate as it is.
Oh, well,
just
yeah,
by running
imagine.
An account.
That's true. Right, totally.
Yeah, so I just, like, can't deal with somebody, you know, attacking me personally. I just don't have the time for that. If I want this to be successful, I just have to keep all that negativity out. And
right.
I just, honestly, I don't have any desire to be a quote-unquote celebrity or famous or whatever. I have no desire for that. I'd rather just, you know, create content that people enjoy, and who cares about me?
But what about, like, so how do you do it with, like, your friends and family? Like, how do you keep it under wraps?
Only a handful of people know that I run the account now. Okay. So I trust them. So yeah. They're not going to say anything.
Right.
And, you know.
Have you ever been somewhere where someone's talking about the account and you're like, I don't follow it.
I'm like basically like agoraphobic. I like don't leave the house now since.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Since you're like, yep. Mm-hmm, yes.
I feel you.
So I really don't go out that much. But the times that I've gone out to dinner, yeah. I have gone to places that I've posted about because, yes. You know, like restaurants is such a big thing on the account. So yes. I've been a little paranoid when I've been at these restaurants. And in fact, I haven't talked about this yet, but I was at a specific restaurant that I always post about, and there was a celebrity, a New York celebrity, two tables away from me, somebody that I post about all the time, and I was fucking freaking out.
Because you're like, they know. They must know.
I thought they were going to recognize, like, I don't know, something.
Yes.
I don't know. And they didn't. They didn't. But it was very uncomfortable for me. So I was like, why am I going to put myself through this? So I guess I can't go to any restaurants on my list. I don't go to Carbone. Everyone's like, you know, do you go to Carbone? No. Okay. So the next topic I just want to touch on is John Mayer and Kiernan Shipka.
Is that a real couple?
No. Well, okay. So everybody asks me because they're always seen together, specifically at the Sunset Tower bar.
Okay.
They're specifically always there together.
Okay.
So
they do a good chicken paillard. I won't deny
they have
it.
They have good chicken payard there. That's yes. good to know. Okay. Really good chicken payard. That tip. I like that tip. So everyone always asks me, like, you know, what is going on with them? Like, I'm talking about, like, not once or twice, like, multiple times there, a couple times in New York. Sometimes BJ Novak is like, third wheeling. Or yes, maybe John's third wheeling. Like, yeah, I don't know. So I honestly didn't know what's going on. So I finally fucking asked someone. I said, are they dating? And the answer is no. So everyone yeah. could stop freaking out. I asked someone who is, you know, a very reliable source, are they dating? The answer is no, they are not dating. And another eyewitness had told me that they do seem affectionate mm-hmm. when they're together dining in these places.
Yeah.
But she was recently seen making out with someone else on a separate occasion who was not John Mayer.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think just friends.
I think just friends too, for sure.
People get really, really heated up about this topic. The fans, oh my God, the fans try to send me in, you know, emails acting like they were there. Somebody uh-huh. said, stop trying to make John and Kiernan a thing. They're alleging that a big group of people were at Sunset Tower with them. I've seen them there many times. It's never just the two of them. Katy Perry and Dua Lipa were also there in another group. First of all, Katy Perry was not there this weekend. So, I mean, this person's just like...
just making shit up.
Making shit up because yeah. they don't want them together. Now, I don't know, everyone's going to be so mad because they're probably thinking I'm going to reveal who John Mayer is dating. I haven't heard anything about his dating life lately. He's been on tour. He's been telling the audience that he's looking for the one, that the left side of his bed is cold. He's like, you know, going through all these speeches about don't believe the root. I swear to God, people send me the videos. People send me the videos, and they send me the videos to prove that everything I've posted in the past about him being linked to women is not true. Not Kiernan. There's other women that I have posted about him being linked to. I actually, Jenny, had a picture of him on a fucking date with somebody. And they're like, nope.
That's not
true. He's celibate. Yeah,
that's not true. Oh, my God.
I'm going to go on record with... that I strongly believe that he's not celibate.
No, I think he's a dog. I think he's like such a dog. From everything I've heard, I feel like he's just like, yeah, not celibate.
No, he really had them believing this. Like this they were crazy. Messaging me like, you know, and listen, like he's on tour. So I'm giving like John Mayer a break. I'm not trying to pry into his love life. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not trying to post any salacious half truths about John Mayer right now. Like let the man be on tour and like play his guitar and sing for the masses for now, but you know we'll circle back. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's definitely dated around. I mean, yes, he has to. He's been totally. Single for a while.
Yeah,
he's been single for a while. So, and he's on Raya.
kills me.
Yeah, I've seen his profile. It's like, you know, it's
singer-songwriter. Maybe you've heard of me. Currently celibate. Try to change me.
No, it does say, just looking for friends. And then when you click on it, it says, I'm not looking for just friends. Like,
oh
it
my
does
God,
say
what a loser. I mean, I don't know. I don't know him. But still, so ridiculous.
No, I swear it does say that. But I just want everyone to know because they were like, you know, people were like freaking out, like losing their shit, like steam coming from their ears.
That is so funny.
I'm being dramatic.
My bed is cold.
He really said that. He was like, the left side of my pillows are cold. Like,
oh my God, he's working these women. It's like, ugh, he's basically the Tinder swindler at this point. This is fucking ridiculous.
He's the Raya swindler.
He's the Raya swindler, guys. Wake up.
And I will say, like, they might not be fucking, but I'm sure that Kiernan Shipka yes. wants to. because if you're at Sunset Tower Bar, like having drinks with John Mayer and some, you know, dimly lit booth in the corner and like sipping martinis.
As he's like proselytizing about like some bullshit celibacy. I'm sure.
Exactly. Yes. Like, she's not just sitting there being like, whoa, he's such a good friend. You know, like, she's
and
probably
isn't she
like
a lot younger than him.
She is, which is why I think people get upset. But I'm not an ageist. Like, I've actually been known to be a cougar. So I can't be a hypocrite and say that age makes a difference. But there are people that are really upset about their age difference. I mean, but she's over 21.
But I always feel like guys who date younger women, it's different with women, but guys who date younger women, I always feel like it's because they can't quite like dupe the ones that are their age. They seem cooler to the girls that are a little bit younger or maybe like a foreign exchange student.
I mean, maybe, I mean, okay, so she's 22. She's 22.
Oh my God. Yes. Come on. Yes. Young. She's obsessed with him for sure.
But he does like all the other women that he's been linked to since I've had the account have been younger than him. But he's also dated Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, but I don't know. But Jennifer Aniston also seems to date guys that like end up eventually fucking her over. No, I don't know if she's a good gauge of character.
Well, I also think Jennifer Aniston is a little bit of a cougar herself. So cougars unite. Cougars rise. Me and Jennifer Aniston.
I like just I'm, out I'm there cougaring. I'm down for cougars. Yeah.
So that's all I have on that. I know people are going to be disappointed. I will circle back. Like I said, we're giving Mr. Mayer a break while he's on tour.
Okay.
To focus on, to
lead
his
music. Monastic lifestyle while touring the States. Okay.
So the last thing I just want to touch on is something that I just posted about, and it's about Jessica Chastain. Somebody tweeted during the Oscars, "The best thing about watching the Oscars with people who work in the film industry is that they tell you which of the people being celebrated and feigning humility is actually a terrible human being." And they didn't say Jessica Chastain, but somebody found their tweet, retweeted, and said, "These tweets are coming in during Jessica Chastain's speech last night."
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I just posted the tweet. And holy shit, like, I did not realize that, first
people
of all,
hate her?
That people, well, okay, so I got a, and this has happened before, and it's understandable because people are human. You're, as a human being, you're not just 100% one way or 100% another.
Okay.
But people were really upset to learn that this tweet could potentially be about her. I did receive a lot of DMs saying what a wonderful person she was, but I also did receive a couple DMs stating what a not so wonderful person she was. Somebody says, "You didn't hear it from me, but she literally pays her assistant absolute shit and feels okay about calling them at all hours of the night to make demands. Also, I've seen her be rude to wait staff at a few events." I received a few messages about her being not so great to assistants. I received a very strongly worded message about her being, quote unquote, the worst human being.
No.
I mean, this is all hearsay. This is all alleged, you know, opinions, you know, because at the other end of the spectrum, it is wild because at the other end, like, I've never had so many DMs that were so one way and so the other. So at the other end of the spectrum, I received so many DMs. She's lovely. She's wonderful. I just worked with her on a project. She was so amazing.
Interesting. Oh, that's weird. Because you've told me before, you're like, no, if somebody doesn't like, if you're not a good person, it's like you're getting DM'd all the time, crazy shit about them.
Right. And usually it's like, usually I'll say it's 70-30 or...
And then you can kind of gauge it.
80, exactly. For her, it was so crazy. Like somebody says, "I worked with someone who was on the set of The Help and they said Jessica was the worst human they've ever worked with." That was the strongly worded one.
I wish I knew her because I would be like, this is the real story.
I don't know the real story, but then again, you know, maybe she's just human. Maybe she has good days. Maybe she has bad days. Now, I had a lot of people referencing the fact that she sat in the audience for the Oscars that aren't televised. I don't know if you knew that, but they thought that that was like such a kind gesture that she did that. And it is a kind gesture that she did that. But yeah, I mean, I received so many DMs about her. First of all, I didn't realize so many people have encountered her. I mean, I know she's a huge actress. She just won an Oscar. But I was honestly very shocked to know that a lot of my followers have interacted with her.
Yeah, that's wild. Where does she live? New York or LA?
I think she lives in a little bit of both. Okay. She's been seen out and about in New York for sure.
Okay.
But okay, this is the other assistant one. I am not shocked at all. Have never heard a nice thing about her from people who have worked with her. Treats people she thinks are beneath her poorly. Like straight up acts like assistants do not exist.
What? I'm going to find out for you. I'm going to dig.
Yeah. Are you shocked?
I'm a little shocked, but I don't know her at all. I mean, I don't know her at all, but I'm surprised only because I feel like it's weird that it's split. I think that normally when somebody is like a straight up bitch, it's coming in and it's obvious. But when you're getting mixed reviews like that, then I'm like, is she just a Jekyll and Hyde? Like, how are people having wonderful encounters as well?
Well, that's a good point, because there are a lot of Jekyll and Hydes who are very, very nice front facing, but behind the scenes are horrible. And I'm not saying she's one, but I'm just saying I get a lot of that as well. Right. The other person who was just mentioned, somebody had emailed in sort of like a bullet point list of who they encountered at the Vanity Fair party. And Lily James was on that list. And the person said, Lily James is apparently really rude, wouldn't make eye contact with the staff, and acted entitled and bratty.
What?
And yeah. And in response to that, I received someone saying, I met Lily James outside of an event a few weeks ago, and she was so nice. Literally the only celeb to go out of her way to say hi to everyone. So she was another one. It was sort of posted around the same time, but I definitely received more of a reaction to the Jessica tweet. But Lily James, I'm going to say, I received some DMs, people saying that she's very shy. So that could come off as standoffish. But then other people were saying, no, it's not shy. She's just not that nice. Some people were saying she's British. So nothing against
British guys. British. Oh my God. I'm not a bitch. I'm just British. Oh, that is so good. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking like Jason probably has like a mixed bag as far as like before Jason was on Zoloft, he used to chase people down in his car in LA if they like, you know, cut him off in traffic. And I'm like, what was your game plan? Like, what were you going to do to them? Like to tell them that their driving is terrible? I mean, what were you planning on doing? So I don't know. Yeah, it might be depending on like when you catch someone.
Right. So that's like such a good point, though. But like, let's just like make that known. Like it totally. And this is firsthand experience from someone who's in that world. It's when you catch someone.
Oh, my God. Or like if I'm in a fight with Jason and we're fighting somewhere outside and then somebody comes up and they're like, can I have a picture? And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding? Don't give him any attention right now. Like, it's just, yeah. And like, I'm sure we seem like psychopaths. So it is when you catch someone, for sure.
And like, how does he handle that? Does he just like step away from the moment with you and take the picture?
Oh my God. Well, like if we're fighting, he's like psyched to be like, oh, excuse me. If you know this, but like, I'm a very big deal. People love me. No, but if we're with the kids, he always says, I'm sorry, I'm with my family. And to me, I get super uncomfortable because when somebody comes up to me, I still like can't believe it's real. And so I don't know how to interact. And so that I start asking them questions about themselves. And Jason's like, you have no boundaries. You don't know how to handle this. Like, you need to just cut it off and tell them you're with your kids. You can't talk. And I'm always afraid, like, then I'm going to seem like a psycho bitch. But it is hard. It is definitely tricky.
Yeah, I think mostly everyone respects the kid angle. Like if you're with kids, if you're with the kids, you know, and yes. I have to say that this has been something that I know Blake Lively has been very vocal about. And since she's become vocal about it, I think it brought awareness to people because I get a lot of messages where people are like, I saw so-and-so, they were with their kids, so mm-hmm. I didn't take a picture. And I appreciate that because
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a good picture and the kid is in it and I have to I cover up the kid as best as possible or I try to cut out the kid.
Yeah.
But I think that the more that, you know, the Hollywood community talks about their uncomfortableness with it, the more aware like the normies are. So I think it's good.
Yeah, it's true. But what about the people that are posting pictures of their kids all the time? And I'm like, how are you? Why are you advertising your kid? And then you're also annoyed if someone's taking a picture of your kid on the street.
I know. And to be honest, like even the people that advertise their kids, I still, when I get a picture of the kid, I'll cover the kids' faces because that's their decision to put the kid on their account.
Totally. Totally.
But I don't want to be responsible for that. Even though, you know, somebody said, like, I think I covered one of Kim Kardashian's kid once. And then they were like, why are you covering her kid? Like, we all know what her kid looks like. But
But still, I appreciate that. I think that's classy. I think that's the right thing.
Yeah. And I will say that, you know, you have to learn that when you have an account or like, I'm sure you had to learn it. Like, did you make the decision very early on to not show your children's faces or is that something that you switched?
No, I've like always been afraid of it. I think about it often because people ask me that question all the time. Like, why do you hide your kids' faces? And I think for me, it's this feeling of, I live in New York City. They're too accessible. My kids walk on the street, you know, I'll have someone say to me like, oh, I saw, you know, whoever's kids at the park today or, you know, and I'm like, why? I don't like that that person wasn't even with them, but you recognize the kid because you follow whoever she is on Instagram.
Right.
And I just never want somebody to be able to be like, oh, hey, Laszlo. Hey, Sid, what's up? I'm friends with your mom. You know, it's just so scary. Yes. I feel like it's so dangerous. And maybe I've seen too many after school specials. Maybe it's because I'm a child of the 80s and I'm just like constantly afraid of predators everywhere. But I don't want anyone to like have images of my kid. It just scares me.
No, that makes so much sense. Well, we're coming to an end. I want to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
This is totally off the cuff. I want to know who is your most favorite celebrity that you've ever met in your life?
I love Gayle King. I think she's just like, when you meet her, it's just amazing because she'll talk to you and it's like she meets a billion people, but she'll be like, listen, Jenny, I can't even believe it. And she uses your name and you're like, I'm loving you. I'm sucked in by you. Yeah. I don't know. I've met so many people. I don't know. And they've all had like, so many of them are so weird.
Gayle is a great answer. Gayle is a great answer.
Whoopi, I love Whoopi. She was so sweet. She's been so sweet to me every time. She's so nice. I don't know. Yeah, there's good ones and then there's crazy people.
Oh God.
Drew Barrymore is so sweet, legitimately so kind. It's almost like it's hard to even believe that she's just, but she really is truly how she comes across.
I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good.
Oh my God, like a New York Housewives with like you, Drew Barrymore.
And like Jill Cartman.
Yes, yes, oh yes. My God. She had a Bravo show. Jill had a Bravo
Jill.
Show.
Jill's so cool. That would be fun.
Yeah. Okay. I love how you're like, I love how I feel like I kind of sold you on Housewives. Just talk to Jason. Like just maybe like tonight at dinner.
Honestly,
just like
Jason
see
should
his
be
reaction.
One of the Housewives. Like how funny would that be? Because he's truly the housewife. You know that like my kids call him mommy and me daddy. I don't know why.
That is so funny. Okay, well, Jenny, it has been so fun talking to you. Tell everyone where they could find you.
Oh, okay, well, you guys can find me, Jenny Mullen, on Instagram, jennymullen.com. I have like a billion links up where you can buy my novel.
And the novel comes out.
The novel comes out June 14th. And I have a podcast called Third Wheel. I interview couples about their relationships.
Oh.
Yes. And I do a deep dive into like what's going on in their relationship. That's actually fun, especially with celebrities, because then you really get to see the dynamic. How is it working? Why is it working? who has, you know, just also the power, like where is the power, which I find fascinating.
Wait, I love that. Do you kind of play like an armchair therapist?
Yes. Yes. I did Chelsea and Joe Coy. I did Ashley Tisdale and her husband recently. I'm doing Eugene Levy and his wife. It's a fun, I have a bunch of fun people. Yeah.
That is so epic. Okay,
and it's
called
crazy because you never know where the interview is going to go. It's called Third Wheel with Jenny Mullen.
Third Wheel with Jenny Mullen. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
for being
you so
here.
Much
I love
for having
speaking.
Me. And thank you for reading the book. I really appreciate that. That was so kind.
I really enjoyed it. I'm not even like blowing smoke up your ass. Like it was really good. You guys need to go out and get it. City of Likes. It's really good. It's the perfect beach read. Like I just loved it. Cause you sit there and you just read it and you get tan. And then like 3 hours have gone by.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm flattered. Thank you.
All right. Thanks guys. Talk to you soon.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.